Good morning. Good morning. Yesterday we discussed Pesukei Dezimra, and if we know what the words mean, and we know what we're saying, and breaking it down to its parts, so it has a lot more meaning. It doesn't seem repetitive. I don't know about you, but my halukah, Shemesh V'Erech was different today. And Rav Pinkus goes on to say that it's really all of davening, and this is not just true for Pesukei Dezimra. This is true for everything. A lot of what we've been trying to do over the last 7 years in Thursday Night Live is take things that we do and infuse meaning into it, and the meaningless becomes meaningful. Just as an example, we had a shiur on why we cover our eyes for Shema. There's a lot of depth to that. We just did Tachlun, Nefilas Apayim, what we're trying to do by putting it. When you know what you do, then it becomes a lot more meaningful. If you know what you say, it becomes a lot more meaningful. And Rav Pinkus says this is true for all of davening. I want to read the last five lines on page Samach Dalad. The last five lines on page Samach Dalad. Rav Pinkus says, "Vim kacha yaseh," not leish asher melech hafetz bikaro. "Vim kacha yaseh b'meshach hazman." If this is what you do over a course of time, Yisragel likro b'tsurazu v'lo yitzdarech l'zezman rav. You'll be able to read Pesukei Dezimra in this fashion. It won't take a lot of time. Ela b'mehirus, rather quickly, yavor al zmiros. You'll go over these songs, the yiklot kol inyan v'inyan l'pratav, and you'll understand each aspect. V'yira niflos v'chidushim b'tfilos v'chol pasuk v'pasuk. Every pasuk, there'll be chidushim and insight. V'kacha b'chol yom v'yom. And then look what he says. V'yu azmanim sheb mispalo b'hem zmanim shol tainug v'dveikis gedola v'simcha b'Hashem. The times we daven will be tainug. Oneg, it'll be enjoyable. Dveikus, we'll have a sense of dveikus with Hashem. And simcha, v'avod gedola v'nifla tipatech l'fano. Who doesn't want that? So it's kedai. My suggestion is to... We should do this. You don't need the rabbi. There's so many svarim we have here. There's svarim in English that go through the tefillah. If we know what we're saying, and it doesn't take a lot of time. I remember in yeshiva they said with Shmon Esrei, do a bracha a week. So it's going to take you 5 months to go through all Shmon Esrei. But if you master a bracha in a week and understand it, and only really have intense kavanah on one bracha that week, over time, it builds up. Bar Mirtz Hashem, we'll have until 120. So that's the eight set to go through that with Pesukei Dezimra. Now, Rav Pinkus says something which I think is incredible. B'shir la'kadosh baruch hu yeshnei ofanim. We're on Os Yud Beis, the top of page Samach Hei. When you're talking about shira, there's two types: shira v'zimra, shirulo, zamrulo. You go through Pesukei Dezimra tomorrow, you'll look. And the halukas were constantly referencing and going back between those two words, shira and zimra. V'tzarech levayer hachiluk peinehem. What's the difference between shira and zimra? We have a musician here. What's the difference between shira and zimra? Shirulo, zamrulo. So says Rav Pinkus, inyan hashira, hu levate shivchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei sipur dvarim. Song is to express the praises of Hashem through words, through telling a story. Kimo shiras hayam, shiras devora, shiras chana. It's a song is where we're taking what we're thinking, the praises, and we're articulating them. That's shira, that's song. Zimra.
In Hebrew, shira is also poetry.
Oh, okay.
It's a poem, so it's exactly that.
Excellent. And what's zimra?
Music.
Indian has zimra who had nigun. V'chachmas ha-muzika sh'ayol avim b'kiyim ba. Zimra is not song. There are no words in Zimra. It's a nigun. A nigun is something that has no words. The levim were experts in the chachma of music. U'kumavur b'kadmonin u'b'hakdamas pas ha-sholchim ha-shem ha-gra sh'yish b'zeh chachma m'fleges v'om ha-gadol. There's a depth of wisdom to music. O amiras halel. When a person sings halal, they're not articulating the particular nisim that they're happy or praising about. It's a generic just song. Not song. It's a generic praise without words. He says, "Vanir lan yosdaiti shema shenechluku chazalim ikur shira peh or ikur shira bekli chazalim machlokas." What's the ikur shira? Is it shira bepeh with words or with a kli? Hainu im ikur ashira him amilim shel psukei haTorah v'tehillim. Shall you omrim halavim mishira space the mikdash? Is the main component of shira the words that they would say? Osh ikur ashira hu anigun shaya mevaseim biyofia b'ikur bekli shira. What's the ikur? Is ikur the words, or is the ikur the music? Such siyata d'shmaya. I'm reading an incredible book now. It's not really a biography. It's a biography plus the Divrei Torah of Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose Torah was beautiful. This week, I read the following. He has a bunch of pages on music, on Jewish music. And he says something very beautiful. The word Zimra comes from... Does the word Zimra come from? Now I lost my place over here. Give me 1 second. Oh, the Hebrew word for music is Zimra, which has the same root as? Zomer. Zomer, it means to prune. When you prune a rose bush, you cut off the extraneous side branches so that the nutrients in the soil can give maximal nourishment to your prized rose. Similarly, music, Zimra, music removes all distractions and take you on a journey to its intended destination. And he goes on to explain this a lot. Psukei the Zimra is through the Zemer, through the song, through the music, it allows us to remove the distractions and only focus on the Ribbono Shel. It's not the words. Shir, he says, is from the word, a Mishnah on Shabbos is a circle. A song brings us full circle. It allows us to think through all the things that led to that which we're praising Hashem about. When they got to Shiras Hayam, Az Yashir, and they sang, they now recognize all the pain in Mitzrayim, what it was about. Shir is a circle. Zimra is Lizamer, to prune, which is a beautiful idea. That's what Zimra is. In fact, I saw this year in the Megillas Esther, Rabbi Matasiyahu Salomon, Zechisag Levracha, he says that at the Suda of Achashverosh, they hit all the senses. There was Achila and Shtia. There was the Chur Karpas Utchelas, the sense of touch. There was a sense of smell, and he brings proofs for that. But what was missing, and there was the sense of sight, what was missing was Shmia. He said, why was there no music at Achashverosh's party? Why not music? His goal was to distract the Jewish people, to get them to sin. He wanted to bombard our senses like the world is doing in advertising. So why wasn't there music? This is a great question. He says, because the music has the ability to bring a person, I would say based on this from Moshe Shapiro, Lizamer, to bring a person to a higher state. A person in music can forget everything around them and become in such a trance, which is sometimes the destructive force of music, but that's music can do that. When a person is menagin, when he's mezamer, shirulo, zamrulo, they can remove everything else and just focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Psukei de Zimra. He's going to go on to say, which we'll see on Friday, that if you remember Tzaka and Shava, the two previous paragraphs, the difference between Tzaka and Shava will express itself in the difference between Shira and Zimra in a positive way, but we'll have to pick up with that on Friday. Have a good day.